This is the Madtown Mom Squad podcast from Magic 98. Like-minded, hardworking Madison moms discussing mom stuff.
Time to worry, time to wait.
Now here's Krista and her squad.
Life is sweet, so have a taste.
All right, my love, I have Miss Karina with me today. I have a question for you, honey. Have you ever been in sports when you were a kid?
I was, but I was absolutely terrible.
What were you in?
Let's see. This is so funny. I actually have to think about this. I did tennis, but I didn't make it more than a year because I ended up hurting my wrist.
Okay.
You know,
that's not good.
No. I mean, it was just because I probably didn't practice or whatever. I did basketball, and
okay.
I think I just was on the sidelines too much.
Well, I was on the Powder Puff football team.
Cutest.
I was the nose guard. Shout out to our Dane County Sheriff, Calvin Barrett, as he was a nose guard on the Badgers. So that's what we're here today. We're actually talking about our kiddos who are in sports, but sometimes they do get hurt. And we've got the man in the house. I'm so ecstatic to have my dear friend, Dr. Insulera from the TMJ and Sleep Center. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Krista.
I'm so happy to have you here. You are the best. How I know that, because I went through the process of curing my TMJ, but I didn't get hurt, doing sports because I wasn't that intense when it came to football. But let's talk about this with our kiddos. Can TMJ actually affect when they're in sports?
Yeah, absolutely. TMJ, like if you go to our podcast, you'll notice that we'll say TMJ is genetic. Okay. So meaning if the parents have it, the kids most likely have it. And it's all about bite. And by age five, I have 30 years of records, five-year-olds with an improper bite position will have forward head posture. But they always have forward head posture with a slight twist to their spine. So we have five-year-olds with forward head and kind of like a scoliosis. So right then and there, you have asymmetry. When you have asymmetry in a body, that means that you're not getting equal impulse, equal forces. And those forces are more apt to give you an injury.
Right.
So you're more prone to injury. And quite frankly, you're not as strong. So when you're symmetrical, you're stronger.
Right.
You can't be symmetrical if your head's forward and you've got a twist and your jaw is repeating a dysfunction into your face.
Right. So that's when your neck is protruding forward when it's not up straight. So you kind of look jacked up.
But it starts in kids in a small way, but it continues to progress because you didn't change it.
Right.
Well, right before our interview, we had Dr. Insulera actually examine me, and it looks like I have some problems that I will be coming to see you, Paul, in a
Thank
little
you.
Bit.
Thank you. I hope so.
I love it.
You know, why don't we really quickly, can you tell me what TMJ stands for?
Well, it's an anatomical position. It's a temporal mandibular joint. Mm-hmm. So it's right by your ear, and it moves. So it rotates and translates as it moves. But there's lots of muscles attached to it. So as these muscles translate and rotate and translate, they contact or they are influenced by tooth contact. So that's where the genetics comes in, because facial types in a family and the teeth support the jaw. In TMJ cases, they support the jaw in an improper way. So there's muscle imbalances. The muscle imbalances transcend into the posture, and that's what we see. So as you get older, these symptomologies become neck pain,
right,
which you would never associate with your jaw, or back pain, or vertigo, or reflux, or sleep apnea.
Right. Oh my gosh, stop the snoring.
Right. Well, no, I appreciate you, Paul, explaining that a little bit, because I think I hear that word a lot, TMJ,
right,
and I don't always quite understand it.
Be sure to share, rate, and subscribe to the Madtown Mom Squad. Krista has a new episode every Tuesday. For more content and to binge past episodes, go to magic98.com or download the Magic app.
You know, one thing I want to talk about is how does this affect sports?
Again, the asymmetries are the word. It doesn't make you as strong. A long time ago, there was a lecture. A guy standing there with his arms out. This is kinesiology. And he said, okay, I want you to clench on your teeth. And the guy had a problem with his jaw, but he clenched just on his teeth. And he said, I'm going to try and push your arm down. Resist me.
Mm-hmm.
And he got his arm down. Then he put him in the proper bite position, and the same thing, had the arms out there, and he tried to get his arm down, and he couldn't do it, because you're stronger when you've got the right position. And my son, who had all this kinds of problems, is now an Olympic weightlifter or a martial artist and whatever, and I made him a TMJ appliance. He's already been through TMJ, but I made him a special sports appliance.
Right.
When he bites, he's really strong. And I asked him, I said, do you use it? And he goes, all the time.
Right.
He said, I wouldn't use it without it.
Well, I remember through my process, and it was a 2-year process with you, but when I came in, again, again, like Karina, I had issues, and you looked at me right away and said, "Oh no, no, Krista, we got some things to work on."
Oh no, no, Krista.
Oh no, 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 no. But that was my problem. You know, I had immense clenching, mm-hmm. and I have broken many teeth because of that. And mm-hmm. you know, and it's just not fun, like the stress of your jaw. And so, it's a remarkable journey what you go through when it comes to this. And the orthotic is everything. That's what really
the orthotic is in the patient's perseverance and consistency. Mm-hmm. I'm only as good as you. If you didn't want to do this, we couldn't get it done.
Right. Yeah, definitely. So, Dr. Insulera, how could, you know, impact sports affect then an individual, especially, you know, being a kid? I mean, we've got to change this, right?
Well, let's just say you're asymmetric, like we're talking about, and you have your child out for, I'll pick a real good one, soccer. Okay, then you say, what's soccer? Well, it's a physical sport, obviously, but I work with a PT as well. We corroborate on mm-hmm. a number of cases, and her biggest gripe is headers, when they hit the ball with their head.
Oh, yeah.
Because that totally gets them out of sync. Now, yes, I totally agree with you on that, but I'm going to tell you something else. Unless the person's aligned properly football-wise, if you're on a line and you know, every time you hike a ball, there's an impact. Well, the impact is kind of like a whiplash mm-hmm. every time. So that's why these guys really have to be strong in the neck and shoulders to be able to support it. But if you don't have the proper jaw position, you're still at a disadvantage, mm-hmm. okay? Because that jaw is too far back and these muscles don't get as strong as they could be, or as in sync with themselves as they could be. But every time there's a clash or an impact like that, that head and neck and shoulders are subject to a snap, which is kind of the equivalent of a whiplash.
Being a mom is hard work. The Madtown Mom Squad is here to help like-minded, hardworking Madison moms discussing, well, mom stuff. The Madtown Mom Squad, Tuesday mornings between 10 and 11, anytime at magic98.com or in the Magic app. The Mom Squad, only on Magic 98.
It's so fascinating to me because it's so detailed and it's so specific. And I think that's what's so interesting about what you're doing. But then this little part is such a bigger picture of all the healing that we can have.
The body follows the head. I didn't make it up. A mentor of mine said you can't get proper posture or proper cures unless you get the head over the spine. But you can't get the head over the spine if your jaw's in the wrong place 5,000 times a day inputting into your head. Mm-hmm. So we backtrack it. And we did a number of lectures together. He's since passed away, but he had a number of books. Actually, his name is Rene Caille. You can look him up. Wonderful man. He headed the Rehab Institute, University of Southern California at one point. But anyway, what I'm talking about is it's simplistic. If you break it down, it's all about muscle. We can measure muscle at the TMJ Center. Mm-hmm. And when you can measure, you can cure.
Right. That's and I bet you're seeing a lot of that, too, with people on their phones looking down.
Well, that's just a continuation of what you're doing. I mean, that just makes it a little worse. Mm-hmm. Or if a person had a fall. And sometimes with a fall, you have to retreat. Because it sends in a whole new bunch of signals to the posture. When you've got things stable, trauma can unstable things, make things less stable.
Yeah, it's so interesting.
So you got to be built up and stronger to be able to support that.
Right.
That's what the weightlifting is all about, you know. But still, if it's asymmetry, you might have people that are more subject to muscle pulls on one side, and that is because of the asymmetry.
Well, it was really cool for me when I realized, and you know, every time that I would go in, we would measure how far my jaw has been able to like expand, and because I believe my mouth would only open like 25
millimeters.
And then when I was done with the process, it opened to 50.
Because we had an orthotic in your mouth at the time to cure you. You don't have one now. But that orthotic was measured for your muscles, and then your muscles, because you wore it.
I did my homework.
24/7.
I did my homework.
Because you wore it, those muscles got the proper workout they needed to get stronger. As you get stronger, then we adjusted on the orthotic until finally, at some point in time, you won't need an orthotic because your muscles are at the right length. But when they're genetically predisposed to be too far back, they can't open that far because they've never been there. So they develop what we call cross linkages. So they won't be able to totally open. But as we consistently use the orthotic, then that does happen. And of course, that happened with you.
Well, Paul knew I had a loud mouth and I had to make sure that I kept it. So he made sure that
he definitely kept it.
I love it. So, you know, like with Karina, what would the experience be for her to, you know, walk in?
Well, I invited her to come for a cure. We always do cure consults. So we do that tons of times. We do that with you. We do that with your kids, because I always tell you, bring your kids because they got what you've got. Let's take a look. A lot of times as we intercept children to get the right bite position, the bite jaw position, the right posture position. By the time they're 10 or 12, like with my son, I had done so much on him before he was 10 that his teeth came in straight, mm-hmm. and his posture was fine, and it still is. So and with you,
I'm coming in.
You should.
I really do.
There's no obligation. There never is. It's my main purpose is to explain what we're doing now, mm-hmm. maybe more in depth if you can tolerate it, and show you with pictures and mm-hmm. things like that, mm-hmm. so it's easier to understand. And if this appeals to you, great. If it doesn't, that's okay too. At least you know more.
And he's surrounded by lady bosses, which I love.
Yeah, that's true.
I always. His whole, like, all the girls that work there, and they're amazing.
That's true.
You're hilarious. They keep you up. They keep you going.
Well, I took them to Canada because I lectured in Canada in Calgary just recently.
You didn't invite me.
Yeah, no, I guess
that's
not.
That's weird.
Hmm. Well, you've got things you do every day.
You're funny. I would have gone to Canada.
Yeah,
never.
I would have
too.
I mean, Karina,
hello. Karina would have gone.
I would have gone.
She needs a break. She's a mom of three kids.
Three little kids.
All right.
Give me a break.
Next time.
We'll see what we can do.
All right. Well, Dr. Insulera, it was a pleasure having you on the Mom Squad. You are the man here in Madtown when it comes to Team J. And if your child is going through something, definitely see him. And if you're an adult like I am, you go, because getting yourself healthy is everything. So thank you so much for coming.
It's nice to have the kids grow properly.
It is. It is. Well, we appreciate you. Miss Karina, you know what? If you want to pick me up, I'll go with you.
Oh, girl.
I'll go see Paul again. And then we'll go to you get your consultation, and then we'll go to Canada. I am a loud mouth. I can't help it.
We'll be fine.
We'll be fine with that.
Thanks for listening to the Madtown Mom Squad from Magic 98. Be sure to share, rate, and subscribe to the Madtown Mom Squad. Krista has a new episode every Tuesday. For more content and to binge past episodes, go to magic98.com or download the Magic app. The Mom Squad, only on Magic 98.